Clock and Wall bring it to the front court against McKenzie. Pulls up left wing, looks to go back door, couldn't get it to Best. He swings it right side to Stapp, misses the three. Booth with a rebound, his first. Johnny's again trailing 5-4, 4 minutes in. Booth up the four, has it left wing, cross court to Kotetka. Thinking about the three, firing the three, missing the three. Johnny starting off cold. Tanner Sheik with a rebound. St. John's right now 2 of 8 from the field. 0-3 from beyond the arc. Lockenwall with it right wing. Into the high post for Bestie. Left side now to Vaquero. Leaning in on Kopetka. Will throw it into the corner to Lockenwall. Lockenwall bring it out around the perimeter. Guarded by McKenzie in the man-to-man. Right side to Vaquero. Down low. They get it to Bestie. He'll pivot. Miss the shot. McGuire came over. Might have caused him to miss it. Paul Henrichs rips down another rebound. Johnny's need to make some shots now. Booth with it left wing. Cross court to Kopetka. Now to McKenzie, top of the key. Left wing, Booth fires up the three with a hand in his face. Good, and a foul. The foul on Stapp. Booth banks it in, and the Johnnies have a chance at a four-point play. Stapp hammers Booth on the three. You don't see this very often. It'll be Booth at the line looking for the four-point play. Johnnies up 7-5. 15-20 left to play in the first half. 10 minutes into the ball game for St. John's. He is in for Kopetka. Booth, opportunity here. 74% free throw shooter. Fires away. Off the back iron. Long rebound. Stapp able to grab it for the Knights. Johnny's 0-3 start at the line. They normally shoot 70%. Christian through the wall, left wing, outside the arc. Christensen lobs it inside. Gets the Fulcrew. Double team, and he traveled on the move. Good defense by the Johnnies. Good rotation over by Henrichs from the weak side. Johnnies still lead 7-5. 15:06 left to go. McKenzie will bring it to the front court. As it between the circles, guarded by Christensen to the man-to-man. Bounce pass into the high post to Henrichs. Henrichs looks to hand it off to Booth. Can't do it. Henrichs spins, backs down on Stapp. Stripped of the basketball, and a foul called on a reach-in by Kyle Bestie. That'll be his first. It will be the team's fourth foul for Carlton. Johnny's have yet to commit a personal. McKenzie will inbound. Johnny's up two in the ball. McKenzie gets it into Booth, left corner. Booth with the basketball. Dribble drive, pulls up. 15-footer, nothing but net. Johnny stretched the lead to 9-5. Knights into the front court. Christensen handling the basketball, guarded by McKenzie in the man-to-man. Dribbles right side outside the arc. Gets it over to Fulcrew to try three. Over McGuire, missed it badly. Booth had the rebound, lost it. Who touched it last? It'll be Johnny basketball. So the Johnnies will get the ball, although a couple of Knights were very vehement in their displeasure at the call. Bestie, as well as Gunnar Stapp, both thought Booth touched it last. 9-5, St. John's on top and the ball. Early first half action. McKenzie, right wing to Hinman. Hinman outside the arc. Looked to go back door to Henrichs. Couldn't get it to him. Throws it out to McKenzie. He'll dribble against Christensen. Bounce back low. McGuire lays it off the glass and in. Nice split of the Knight defense by McKenzie on the dribble drive. 11-5, St. John's. Christensen with the ball, left wing, outside the arc. Throws it top of the key now to Fulcrew, right side to Stapp. Stapp looking low for Sheik, can't get it to him. Out to Christensen for three, and he nails another one. Scott Christensen, who had a career-high 25 against St. John's last Wednesday night, picks up where he left off. 11-8, Johnny's on top. 13:48 left to go. Into the front court, McKenzie with the ball, left side to Booth. Booth outside the arc on top to McGuire. Now to McKenzie left wing. McKenzie looked inside for Booth, couldn't get it to him. Looked to drive on Christensen. Now he'll kick it off to Booth left side. Now to Hinman. Hinman goes back door to McGuire. He's held up on the play. And an offensive foul against Sean McGuire, pushing off, trying to get the basketball. Tough call. That one could have gone either way. Johnnies will turn it over. Second one tonight. Knights to get the basketball. Dan Fulcrew. Out of Rosemont High School, Inver Grove Heights native, 6'5", first-year player. Will inbound to Christensen. Johnny's come with Andrew Sherburn in for McGuire. Wearing number 43 tonight, he's been musical number man this year. He's been a 52, 53, 50, now 43. Christensen with the ball to Fulcrew. Left side now to Vaquero. Vaquero guarded by Booth, kicks it off to Christensen. Johnny's playing the traditional man-to-man. Christensen looks inside, hits the cutter there, and Bestie able to drill the 15-footer on the run. 11-10 the score. Bestie with four. Christensen with six to lead the Knights. Booth with five to lead the Johnnies. Johnnies by a point in the ball, 11-10. McKenzie with the ball, left side, outside the arc. To Hinman, looks low for Sherburn, can't get it to him. Throws it back out on top to Booth. Both looks low, couldn't get it to Hinman. Now to Sherburne, left side, equal to the foul line on the left side. Off to McKenzie, now to Hinman, left wing. Hinman to McKenzie, he'll try a three. It's away, and it's off the iron. Rebound, into the hands of Christensen, and here come the Knights up the floor. He'll push it, has it top of the key. Came to a slide stop, might have traveled. Throws it right side, Vaccaro with three, in and out. Pinball, rebound, Hendricks able to grab it. Shotties will bring it up the floor, Booth. High on the right side. Kopetkov off the bench. He'll be at the next dead ball for St. John's, who leads 11-10 and the ball. McKenzie with the top of the key to Booth, left wing. Fakes the three. Shows ball. Tries for the foul line. Spins. Leans in on Vesky for an eight-footer. No good. Tip in, though, by Ryan Hinman. Nice job by the 6'3", former Cathedral standout, to get a hand on that one and tip it home. 13-10 St. John's. Christensen with the ball right side. Loops the pass down low for Sheik. Double team. Stripped for the basketball. Goes to the floor. Scramble for it. Hendricks comes out of there with it for St. John's. Hendricks up the floor to Booth. Booth has a 1-on-5 to the baseline to Hendricks. Leans in. Layup up. No. Hendricks the rebound. Quadruple team. Spins into the paint. Lost the basketball. Sheik comes out of there with it. They're letting him play tonight. Christensen into the front court. Left side for Forkrude. He'll try an NBA three and airball it. Vaccaro has the ball go out of bounds. It'll be Johnny basketball. Vaccaro in position to catch that ball. It was so poorly shot. There was so much air under there, it didn't even have a chance to hit the rim. And so the Johnnies will inbound today into the ball game in place of Hendricks, and Jim Smith wants a timeout. 13-10, St. John's, 11:39 to go. We'll be back in 60 on Spirit 93. Booth with the basketball for the Johnnies off the timeout to Kopetka left wing. Johnnies reset the offense. Left side today, back to Kopetkin, out of Booth, top of the key. Out of Sherburne. Sherburne in the corner. Goes it back out to Hinman. Hinman with the top of the key to Dene. Left side to Booth, fakes the three. Drives against Christensen, puts up the off-balance 15-footer and knocks it down. 7 points for Kevin Booth, a 15-10 Johnny lead. 11 minutes left to go in the first half. Christensen to Sheik, right side. Now into the hands of Pesty, the 6'5 sophomore. Vesty, a bounce pass to Christensen, the floor leader for the Knights. Has it, top of the key, to Vaccaro, right wing. Booth right in his face defensively. Vaccaro gives it off to Christensen, right side. Christensen looking low, can't get it to Forkrude. Will throw it to Sheik. Now to the corner for Vaccaro. Back out Christensen, 10 on the shot clock. Christensen drives left side, can't find anybody to get the ball to. Loops it inside, throws it away. Turnover number 4, great defense by the Johnnies. Denying. Denied any penetration, denied a pass down low. And denied Carlton into a turnover. Lock and wall into the ball game for Christensen. Johnnies will bring it to the front court with a 15-10 lead. Booth with it left wing, outside the arc. Gives it off now to Dene. Right corner for Hinman. Throws it down low to Sherburne. Foul on the shot. It's good and a foul. Gunner Staff picking up his second foul, trying to body with a big boy, Andrew Sherburne. And the 6'6", 225-pound Benilde St. Margaret product will step to the free throw line looking for the Johnnies' first make. Gunner Staff with his second foul, the team's fifth. Sherburne with his first two was in double figures in the last game against Mack. Johnny's 0-3 from the line. Sherburne fires it away. Off the back iron. Ouch. Rebound comes down to Vaccaro. 17-10, St. John's. Approaching the halfway point of the first half. Lock and wall with it off to Sheik left side. Loops a pass down low. Too far for Besty. The ball knocked away by Sherburne. And the official saying that Carlton will keep it, much to the dismay of the Johnny fans. Christensen back into the ball game along with Sheik. Also coming in is Micah Johnson, so mass substitutions. Lock and wall, Vaccaro check out for the Knights. Sheik with the ball, stripped of it, off his hands, turnover on the Knights. On the inbound, Sheik with a catch, and one of the Johnnies got a hand on it. I think it was Sherburne. And Sheik didn't expect that. Fumbled it away. Booth will bring it into the front court. Has it high on the right side, guarded in the man-to-man by Besty. Booth out on top to Hinman. Left side to Kopetka. Whistle with a foul off the ball, and the Johnnies are going to pick up an offensive foul. It's going to be on Andrew Sherburne at a turnover, number 4. Johnnies with their second team foul. 17-10. Johnnies on top. Halfway through the first half. Christensen into the front court. Guarded in the man-to-man by Kopetka. Pushes the dribble right side, hands it off to Forkrude, left wing. Now out on top to Sheik. Sheik gets it over to Christensen, left wing. He'll drive on Kopetka, pull up, lean in from 16, missed the shot. Christensen had the rebound, whistle, foul. That's a tough call right there. Sherburne's going to pick up his second, bodying with Christensen. Well, maybe not. Might be on Dene. It'll be on Jeff Denae. That is his first, the team's third, and the Knights will keep the basketball. Trailing by seven. Knights inbound to Christensen. Fakes a 15-footer, brings it out around the perimeter now. Passes off to Polkru, top of the key. Left wing to Bestie, 18-footer, nothing but net for Kyle Bestie. Sophomore keen to play, 6 points for him tonight. 17-12, Johnny 5-5 of the ball, him in with it left wing. Throws it cross court to Booth. Booth looked low, couldn't get it to him on the baseline. Now to Kopetka, top of the key. Kopetka, one dribble, fires it to Denae right wing. Whistle a little foul down low, and let's see who this one's on. Booth with a lot of movement. That's tough for a defender to stay with. Kyle Bestie picking up that foul. It'll be his second. 16 foul against the Knights. Hendricks back into the ball game along with McGuire. The posts rotate out. Denae and Sherburn. Inbound situation for Kopetka on the right baseline. Hinman stays on the floor along with Booth and Kopetka to make up the Johnny 5. Kopetka inbounds to McGuire out top of the key. Hands it off to Booth between the circles. Booth has it left side. Booth, couple of dribbles, drives on staff to the hole, lays it up from four, got it to front rim and in.